What would you do if I popped out my eyeball right now?
I would be like, oh my God. That's exactly how I'd have reacted.
What if I had a fake eye this whole time?
I probably would be like, you'd see it on my face, but I'd cover it with my words. Be like, oh, I didn't know you had a glass eye, Brittany.
That's, could you cover it that well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could. Yeah. You have that airline attendant like superpower. If you're like, wow, nothing bothers
me. But it wouldn't be like I would be grossed out. I would not be grossed out. I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that.
I would be grossed out, but I would hide it.
You would not. If I pop both my eyes out and I stuck them in my mouth, I'm like, oh, I can hear.
Be like, I need you to stop that.
I'm Joshua.
And I'm Brittany. And we're two librarians who talk about sci-fi and fantasy and a little bit of everything else. We go on such tangents.
I don't know what we're talking about most of the time.
Okay. So today's a short episode.
Oh. I had an idea about that. Like, you may have implanted something in my mind about that.
Yes.
That it was a short episode.
Yes. I thought really hard.
You did. And it was like a pop in my mouth. I'm like, like somebody, like you're sleeping and then somebody walks up and just pops you right in the mouth.
Ooh.
And you're like, ugh.
No. The best thing is when somebody's snoring, you hold their nose shut.
I've done that many times. I've also popped somebody in the mouth.
Not tried that.
Don't do that. That's really aggressive. That's really aggressive.
Brett would be so sad. He would be really mad.
That's borderline abusive. And I'm sorry for doing that. But it was really...
It was to your sibling, wasn't it?
No. we won't talk about it. Can you tell me later? Yeah. It was a very rude awakening. And I was kind of mad about it. So I just
wakey.
It wasn't a strong one. It was just a little bump. And it was bad. Very bad. Please delete that.
Yeah, I guess we should get back on track. Yeah. So I put something in your mind.
Yes.
Through telepathy. And then you wrote with a pencil, yes.
And I used my mind.
To move the pencil. You used telekinesis.
I did.
And then we're like, we're so cool. We should see what people would prefer.
Yeah.
Telepathy or telekinesis.
If they had powers of the mind, what mind powers would they want?
Yes.
Yes.
So... as per usual.
Yeah.
I went and I harassed a bunch of people.
Hey.
I got a lot of written answers this time.
Oh, cool.
So part of what you're going to hear is Michaela's voice. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of fun pretending to be different people. And to my friends who wrote in, she has no idea who wrote what. So she just did whatever voice she wanted.
Whatever voice pops in the mind.
She had a great time.
You know, so don't. Just enjoy the pageantry of it all.
She's not making fun of you. No. She's just having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's give it a listen.
I'm ready.
Would you rather have telepathy or telekinesis? And why?
What's the power range of telepathy and the telekinesis? Because if we're going like 11 Stranger Things telekinesis, dumb. It's not strong enough. It's going to make a nosebleed. But if we're going Jean Grey level telekinesis, that's significantly stronger, more powerful, and it can move a lot more stuff.
Michaela is going to do some voiceovers for some answers that were written in. Say hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead and read them off.
All right. Number one, definitely telekinesis. Having telepathy would drive me crazy and hurt my feelings way too much. I'm too anxious for that. But telekinesis, I could be lazy.
Telepathy feels invasive naturally. Like, it's very an intrusive power.
Mm-hmm. My natural inclination would be to go with telepathy, but then I'm like, I don't really want to know what other people are thinking.
No, because it's not just what people are thinking. Your power role would also include, like, being able to...
manipulate.
Suggest, manipulate, get them to stop.
Like, you don't want to do that. Look. If you had telekinesis, I could, like, throw a car across the road.
But that depends on, like, is telekinesis tied to how much you can physically lift, or is it irrelevant?
We weren't given limitations.
I know.
So if I want to throw a car, I can.
Number two. I would want telepathy if I could have control of, like, putting up a mental wall to not let it all in. I think talking mind to mind would be incredibly useful.
I'm going with telekinesis.
Yeah, telekinesis is the right one.
It feels better morally, but also I don't have to do any heavy lifting.
You can also fly with it if you want. You can make yourself levitate.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
just to freak people out.
Number three. Telekinesis, to be able to go professional for a major sport.
I would choose telekinesis so I could be like Matilda, which I have dreamed of being since I was a small child. And also, I'm a couch potato.
Hang on. Wait, before you start recording.
Too late, it's happening.
Oh. Okay. So telekinesis, moving things with your brain. Telepathy.
Reading minds.
Reading minds. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Whew. And I had this power all the time.
You can put whatever limitations
can
you want.
Can I turn it off? Because I don't want to hear everybody's thoughts at all times. That would be maddening.
Yeah, no. I think I'd know more than I wanted to know.
Yeah, it sounds good in theory to, like, know what your husband's thinking about you, but...
Maybe not.
But really, I mean, in all honesty, we all have those times when we think unnice thoughts.
Yeah.
That we don't really necessarily mean. It's just in the moment, in the heat of the moment, you're like, oh, I hate you, right? But
yeah.
You don't mean it.
Yeah.
But once you hear that, you can't unknow it.
Yeah.
And so I think it would cause you... You know what power I really, really want?
Hmm.
Would be the power to make anybody tell the truth.
I mean,
every politician ever would have to tell the truth.
I mean, that's kind of telepathy.
Maybe.
You're not necessarily making them tell, but you could see it. You could see
no,
the
No, I want to make them
but
publicly
do you think,
admit what they're doing.
But when I think some things, that's not necessarily the truth, though. It's like an emotional response
right.
thought. So it may not be the truth. It's just that moment of, blah, or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Telepathy, I think, would be a curse.
Why?
Because it's reading people's minds, right?
Yes.
They made a lot of like Twilight Zone and other kind of horror stuff about that it would be completely awful to know what people are thinking about you. People, the kind of things they think are usually not fully formed and they are usually not really reflective of things that people would say. So I would actually like pay $500 to not have telepathy.
Like at some moments, I do just hate my husband for 30 seconds, but then I'm over it, right? Because
yeah.
just in that
so
moment.
I'm not sure it's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to go with moving things with my mind because that would be amazing. I would feel like a Jedi.
You would be a Jedi.
You would be a Jedi.
That would be so amazing.
Yeah.
I want to be a Jedi. I call Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah. Now if we could just get some lightsabers.
But then there's the other side of the Jedi where it's like, you didn't see anything here.
True. Like the control.
But
yeah.
These are not
but
the droids
you can't
you
mind
looking
control
for.
With telekinesis, though.
No. Telepathy?
So, or telepathy, I mean.
Can
so,
you?
I don't know. Ooh.
Qualifiers.
Well, now.
Oh. You leave this way too wide open.
I know, it's fun.
Number four. As an extrovert who assumes the best of most people, telepathy sounds like a recipe for disappointment. Telekinesis is always helpful, whether people are around or not. Having as many hands to help as you can think of just seems so convenient.
But you know what would be fun with telekinesis? Or telepathy, sorry. Is I can finally figure out what my dog wants sometimes. Because sometimes
now the ability to understand animals.
Because sometimes you just you're like you've got food, you've got water. We just went for a walk. What is still the problem here?
Yeah,
and babies too, I guess.
Babies
right? Because they're just
right.
crying, and you're like, "What do you want?"
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I still am gonna go with moving things though.
Me too, yeah. Just because the day to day convenience.
Right.
You're gonna use that a lot more than trying to figure out what your dog's thinking.
Right.
All right. Number five. Telekinesis. So I never have to disturb a cat on my lap again.
Whoa!
That was crazy.
That was fun. That was fun. I agree with a lot of those answers, actually.
So,
especially the ones where that use their mental powers in order to make their lives easier.
Yeah. Yes. I really like the cat one.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that that would be the most useful use of telekinesis for
yes.
sure.
Yes. What would you pick?
I would pick telekinesis and along the similar lines with our friend who picked the cat. I would also use telekinesis because I am lazy. And I don't like to get up and do things. Like I notice, oh, I'm out of water. I just use my mental acuity, raise the glass, pour myself some filtered water without ever leaving the couch.
See, I initially thought I want telekinesis.
Yeah.
But then after listening to Sammy and Jenny's conversation, because they start saying like, well, you know, like, who can we talk to? Can we influence?
Mm.
And I was like, they start talking about animals. Oh. And I was like, ooh, I really want to talk to animals.
Okay.
So if my telepathy could speak to animals and like have conversations with the animals, That's what I would want. I don't want to talk to people. I want to talk to animals.
That would be cool. I definitely agree with that one. But my focus is a little bit more practical, I guess.
You know, everybody says like it makes life easier, but like I just think of WALL-E and how everybody starts sitting in chairs. So I'm afraid I would turn into that.
You turn into a giant baby, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I just move stuff around with my mind.
I mean, I would supplement my activities, of course. I'd have more time for other things.
Like what?
Like running around the room. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have telekinesis. Don't ask me to plan my life around it yet.
I would love to talk to my dogs.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would just get you to come over and move stuff for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. And you could help me figure out my animals if I had any.
Yeah. If your animals don't feel good, you know, you're like, hey, can you kind of like ask them what's wrong? And be like, sure.
I wonder what would be like the first and foremost in Jaeger's mind. Cuddles.
Cuddles.
Yeah.
And food.
Cuddles and food.
Yeah. Definitely.
Are you going to feed me?
Yeah.
What would his voice sound like?
Just like this. don't worry. He definitely sounds like this.
He does.
Yeah.
100%.
And then Ray just screaming all the time.
I have energy!
Yeah. No. She has taken to... What do they call it? Emotional displacement, where she gets so excited. She goes and she picks up a toy and she just yells into the toy. She's like... It's fun. Sometimes when I come home, because I park in front of the door, I go and I hide around the side of the house, uh-huh. and then Brett lets him out, and they're like, "Where's mom? Where's mom?" It's great.
I can imagine it. I see it in my mind.
It's fun. We love playing hide and seek with our dogs.
So all right,
that's our short episode for today.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks to everybody who wrote in. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
We like that. Thank you. And catch us later, I guess.
Catch you later, bros.
All right. Don't forget to
watch what you want,
play what you want,
and read what you want.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
This is a library podcast, everybody.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. So, Coos Bay Public Library, thank you for giving us a roof over our heads.
Thanks for supplying, like, all the equipment.
All the equipment.
Thanks for letting us do this project.
Yeah. I have a feeling that talking to my animals would be a really, like, painful experience because they'd be really... mean. I don't know why.
I was like, you don't even have animals.
I don't have any.